talking about tefillin, we had a little bit of a break. So let's continue with some other halachas in tefillin. I feel bad. We're not going to be able to get to too many more halachas of tefillin, but at least a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and Siman Lamed Zayin have the suffix, what is the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillin? What does it require? Quotes the Machlokas in the Poskim. What's the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillin? Is it to wear the tefillin once a day, every day? That the rule is, whenever you have a mitzvah d'oraisa and the Torah doesn't give an exact shear, that always means once a day. Once a day, that's the minimum. Or should we say no, because the Torah doesn't give a shear, then the mitzvah of tefillin is really to wear the tefillin constantly. Except if you can't wear tefillin. If you have to go to the bathroom, you can't wear tefillin. You have to go to sleep, you can't wear tefillin. Basically, the mitzvah is to wear the tefillin constantly a whole day. That's the shaila that the Mishnah Berurah raises. He points out that at the time of the Gemara, the minhag was to wear tefillin a whole day. But the question is whether people were doing that because of the mitzvah d'oraisa. Or maybe not because of the mitzvah d'oraisa, but there was a derabbanan, chazal, or v'sakan, that you should wear tefillin as much as you can. But it's not that the mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear it constantly. You really only had to wear it once a day, every day. But derabbanan, chazal, or v'sakan, that you should wear the tefillin as much as you can. We know b'zman that we don't wear tefillin a whole day. We only wear tefillin b'shas ha'tefillah. Some people wear it longer, but most people only wear b'shas ha'tefillah. What's the reason for that? So the poskim said that tefillin tzrichim gufnoki, it's actually a gemara. We had the gemara in Sukkah. Tefillin tzrichim gufnoki, and we're afraid a person's not going to be able to control his body. We're also afraid someone might be meisiach das. He might have a lapse of attention from the tefillin. Hesach Hadas is also in tefillin for the Messiah. That's to think of Divrei Chulin is also. We're afraid people can't concentrate. They can't watch their body properly. They can't concentrate in tefillin properly. So therefore, the minhag is developed that we only wear tefillin b'shas ha'tefillah. What's the din though? Let's say a person, for some reason, was not able to wear tefillin. Let's say he had a stomachache that day. He's not able to wear tefillin. Is there any inyan to wear tefillin the next day for a longer period of time? Or you say, no, well, you missed that day, let's just wear tefillin the following day. So l'chor, that's the nafkamina between the two approaches. Even b'sman hazeh, that we're only wearing tefillin b'shas ha'tefillah, there still might be a nafkamina between the two approaches, whether you say that the mitzvah d'arais is to wear tefillin a whole day, it's just b'sman hazeh we can, so we only wear it part of the day. Well, no, the mitzvah d'arais really is only to wear it once a day. It's just the derabbanan to wear it the whole time. So b'zman hazeh, we said that, you know, Chazal said it's better not to fulfill that mitzvah derabbanan because of gufnoki has a chadas. So therefore, we're not going to wear the tefillin the whole day. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina could be, let's say a person had a stomachache, he wasn't able to wear tefillin one day. Is it better to, should he wear tefillin more time the next day? Or should we say, no, the first day's mitzvah is over, and now you can only do the mitzvah on the second day. If you hold that the mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear tefillin a whole day, so then the taka makes sense to wear tefillin a little bit longer the next day. Midin gufnaki you'll be able to wear it b'shas tefillin a little bit longer. It's not gonna take away. But the reality is the mitzvah is to wear tefillin as much as you can. So if the mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear tefillin as much as you can, so then you will be mekayim something by wearing the tefillin extra time the next day. You'll just be careful not to wear it for too long, just a little bit longer. But if you hold that the mitzvah d'oraisa is only to wear tefillin once a day, every day, so then once you put it on the next day, you're not going to add to the mitzvah d'oraisa. You're not going to add to the mitzvah d'oraisa. And once Chazal were okay the mitzvah d'rabbanan to say that midin gufnaki, there is no mitzvah d'rabbanan, l'chor, there's no inyan to wear it longer to fulfill the mitzvah d'rabbanan of wearing it a whole day. They say that the Brisker Rav, in his later years, he had a lot of stomach aches. It was hard for him to wear tefillin. So he used to be machmir to wear tefillin extra time the next day if he wasn't able to wear it the first day. So he was obviously assuming that the mitzvah d'arais of tefillin is really to wear tefillin as much as you can. So if it's to wear tefillin as much as you can, if you're not able to wear it one day, there is an inyan to wear it extra the next day. Yes?
And this helps as like a tashlum or something?
I'm sorry?
What does it serve? What is wearing extra long? And
it's more of a kiyum mitzvah. It's more of a kiyum mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is taka to wear tefillin as much as you can, that is the mitzvah. That's the chiyah. So then if you wear it more the next day, then you are getting that mitzvah d'oraisa, that extra mitzvah d'oraisa. So you would say, but that mitzvah d'oraisa was for the previous day? No, there's really a mitzvah to wear tefillin constantly. We'll see. There could be a sheet that Lila's loves man tefillin. So maybe at night you can't wear tefillin, but during daytime, you know, all of the days of a person's life, he's supposed to be wearing tefillin. So wearing it extra time the next day, you're fulfilling that mitzvah d'oraisa of wearing it extra.
But shouldn't we always be trying to wear it longer than if we're something that the whole day is going to be?
No, because once we assume that tefillin tzrichim gufnaki tells us that we shouldn't be wearing it the whole day because we're afraid people won't be able to have a gufnaki, so then Chazal were misakin that you should wear it b'shas tefillah. That was the takon. But to get the chap the mitzvah d'araisa, the chap, you know, if the takana was to wear it b'shas tefillah, that means basically Chazal and misakin you should wear it for an hour each day, 45 minutes each day. It's basically what they're saying. And the mitzvah really is to wear it a whole day, but they're telling you that you wear it for about 45 minutes each day. And you'll get the mitzvah d'oraisa then. So then if you can wear it longer the next day, then you'll chap arayin more of the mitzvah d'oraisa. That might be an inyan to do that. But if you hold the mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear it once a day, so once you wore it the once a day, then you're not going to gain anything by wearing it longer. Shalom?
I'm confused. Chazal, talking 45 minutes a day.
They weren't mitakin 45 minutes a day. They were mitakin b'shas atfila. That's the only
thing. Then it becomes a question. If they mandated this time, but if I miss one day, I add one more next day. Every day, I try to add.
No, but there's no limit to it. Chazal said that because we're afraid of gufnaki, so it's enough to wear b'shas atfila. But they're not denying the fact that there's more of a mitzvah d'oraisa if you were to wear it longer. They just feel that that they had to be misakin this because they're afraid that a person is going to have a design of kedushas tefillin. But they understand that there's more of a mitzvah d'oraisa. So in a circumstance where a person did not chap arayin, even what Chazal had said for that day, so then it makes sense to try to chap that for the next day.
Why doesn't
kedushas
tefillin apply on for this day?
Because you're still not wearing it a whole day. You're still minimizing the wear. So there might still be an inyan to wear a little bit longer. They don't say that he wore it for 45 minutes longer. It's that he wore it a little bit extra so that he chapara in another mitzvah d'oraisa. Yeah.
So according to the din, the mitzvah would be constant, then wearing one, let's say, for 2 hours on Tuesday and not at all on Monday, wearing it 1 hour both days would be the same thing.
Lechari would be the same thing, but apparently Chazal were misakin that you should wear b'shas atzvil, you should wear it each and every day. But Taka, if you were to hold of that shir, of that shita, that the mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear it the whole time, so then there's no difference which day you're wearing it. L'chora. But once Chazal and Masakin that we should wear b'shas tefillah, then we talk out to wear it each and every day. Okay, that's the first point about Zman HaNochas Tefillah. How about Laila? So the Gemara Menachas quotes the Machlokes Tanoim whether Laila is Zman Tefillah or Laila is not Zman Tefillah. The Pasuk says, V'shamayta sachun gazos l'mo'adam miyamim yamimah. In the parasha of Kaddish Likol B'char. One of the parashas that mentions tefillah at the end of the parashas. So the Gemara Menachas says in Machlokes Tanaim, what does hachuka mean? Does it refer to chukas haPesach? It's talking about the carbon Pesach there. So does that pasuk refer to chukas haPesach, or does it refer to chukas tefillah? Because the pasuk had said right before and had mentioned tefillah. It talks about Pesach, and then it talks about tefillah, and then it has this pasuk. So the question is, which part of the parashas is it referring to? Referring to chukas haPesach or chukas tefillah? So if it's talking about chukas tefillah, the Yamim Yamimu would tell me that the Chukas Tefillin doesn't apply in all circumstances. So maybe Laila is Lav Zman Tefillin. The Yamim Yamimu only by Yom, not by Laila. If you hold that it refers to Chukas HaPesach, the Yamim Yamimu is only talking about Pesach, not talking about Tefillin, so then Laila might be Zman Tefillin. So Machlokas Tanoim. The Gemara points out that even according to the Tana who says it's talking the Chukas HaPesach and not the Chukas HaTefillin, the reality is we don't wear Tefillin by Laila anyway. It might not be a Din D'oraisa, but it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan of Shema Yafi Avraham. Maybe the person will fall asleep and he won't be able to control his body and he'll be mevazah the tefillin, he'll pass gas in his sleep, and that'll be a design of kedushas tefillin. So lemaisa, it sounds like there's no difference. It could be d'oraisa, it could be d'rabbanan, but the reality is you're not going to wear tefillin balayla. Is there any nafkamina? So the Rishonim point out that there could be a nafkamina. Let's say there is no chashash of shema yafi avraham. Let's say we're not afraid. It's balayla, but there's no chashash that a person will fall asleep in his tefillin. How can that be? If it's balayla, we're afraid. Shema yishan b'hem, shema yafiyah b'hem. So the Rishonim point out, let's say a person already slept for the night and he got up early in the morning before Alos HaShachar. He got up at nighttime. It's not so difficult. Alos HaShachar nowadays is when? I'm not sure, 6 o'clock, somewhere around there. Whatever. 6:15. So a person gets up early. It's not uncommon that he could get up at night. So is it mutter to put on tefillin at night if he's already gotten up in the morning from his sleep? We're not concerned that he's going to go back to sleep. So that's a discussion. If you hold that Lila's loves man tefillin, you hold it's mamish not man tefillin, it's a din d'oraisa, so then there's nothing to talk about. The Rambam paskens that way. The Rambam paskens like that day in Tanai that Lila's loves man tefillin. The Veshamaitis Achukas Oz is Torah Machukas at tefillin. The Yamim Yamim tells me that tefillin is noeg by yom and not by Lila. So according to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. You can't wear tefillin by Lila, that's it. But other Rishonim say, no, maybe it's only the Rabbanim. And if it's only the Rabbanon, Chashash, Shema Yishem, Shema Yafi Abraham, so now we have to ask a question. Do the Chachamim make a Gzera below Plug? And even where that Gzera doesn't apply, maybe the Issa still applies. And we say no, that the Issa only applies when the Tam HaTakar, when the Tam HaGzera applies. And if the Tam doesn't apply because the person has already awakened for the day, then the Gzera shouldn't apply either. Rabbeinu Peretz is of the opinion that it was not made below Plug. The Gzera was not made below Plug. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed and Hilchas Tefillin, the Ikar Din paskins like the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Ikar Din we paskin like the Rabbeinu Peretz. So he says, B'shas al chak, person has to get up early and he has to daven early. He's not going to have time later. So then one can put the tefillin on earlier. Even before Alos HaShachar, he says, you can put the tefillin on. As some say, maybe you should stand up when you're davening, so there's less of a likelihood that you'll fall asleep. Okay, but that's a further prat. But Me'ikar Adin, the halacha is like Rabbeinu Peretz, that once we're not afraid of Shema Yishem Bahem Shema Yafi Bahem, then it's mutter to put the tefillin on. But says the Shulchan Aruch, one shouldn't make a bracha. One shouldn't make a bracha until there's man of tefillin to be choshesh for the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Lila loves man of tefillin as a din daraisa. If it's a din daraisa, then you can't make a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch is meikel that you can put the tefillin on before the zman, even by Lila, but you should make a bracha until the proper time to be choshesh for the Rambam. So this is very important to keep in mind when people are davening early. The zman to put on tefillin is close to mishayakir. It's very similar to the zman of tzitzis. That's the zman that we say that you shouldn't put on tefillin before that. It's too close to Lila, so you shouldn't put on tefillin before that. So lechora, even if you're going to put on tefillin, you'll be makel for the Rabbeinu Peretz to put on tefillin, but you should be careful not to make the bracha until later. So what should one do? Let's say the minyan is davening earlier. Let's say a person is davening at a 6:15 minyan. Right? So he has to put on tefillin before the zman. But if he can get up to yishtabach after the zman, so then lechora, he should make the bracha on tefillin, on talis and tefillin then. Make the bracha on talis and tefillin after yishtabach. If he can even put the talis and tefillin on after yishtabach, it might be better to do that. Then he can put them on and make the bracha right there and then. If he's not going to have the time, because the minyan has to move, he has time to make the bracha, but not time to put the talis and tefillin on. So then he can put them on beforehand. It can be meikel to put them on beforehand, but he should at least touch them. Touch the tefillin, touch the talis, and then make a bracha on the talis and tefillin after yishtabach. If he can't even do that, I guess he can. You're really not supposed to wear the talis and tefillin before mishayakin. What should you do if you have to wear them beforehand? I guess you can daven with the talis and tefillin, and if the zman arrives afterwards, then you can make the bracha on the talis and tefillin after you finish davening. This one answer: it's better to make the bracha beforehand. Better to wear the talis and tefillin only in the proper time. Okay. How about Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Shabbos and Yom Tov also, miyamim yamim, if you hold it, that's talking about chukas tefillin. So it might come to tell me that there's no tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov are not zman tefillin. But even if you hold that miyamim yamim, that chukah, that the Shemaitis of chukas also talking about chukas ha-pesah, there could be another reason why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that is that Shabbos and Yom Tov are an os. So once they're an os, then we don't wear another os at the same time. We're not going to wear the os of tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they're both osios, and we don't wear another os at the same time. It's important to know whether Shabbos and Yom Tov is actually osu to wear tefillin, or you're only potter from wearing tefillin. That's a discussion as well. Mm-hmm. Is it osu to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or are you potter from wearing tefillin? What's the nafkamina? You're not going to wear tefillin anyway. Some point out the nafkamina might be whether the tefillin are muktzah, or how muktzah are they? Let's say you find a pair of tefillin on the radiator or something. You find it in a place. You find it on the table, and you want to use the table. It's on top of a sefer. You want to move the tefillin. So is it muktzah or not muktzah? So we know that a kli shemalato le'iser letzarch guf letzarch makomo, you can move it. A kli that's malato le'iser that normally is used for iser for a prohibited action. So you're allowed to move it letzarch gufo to use it, like a hammer. Let's say you want to open up a nut. You don't have another method. You don't have a nutcracker. So you can take a hammer. Kli shemalato le'iser. Normally you use it for binyan, but you can take that and use it to open up the nut. Or letzarch makoma. Let's say you want to use the makom. You want to sit in the chair, and the hammer is on the chair, so you can take the hammer off the chair. So letzarch gufo, letzarch makoma. You can use a kli shemalato le'iser. But to save the kli shemalato le'iser from hefsid, right? To save the kli shemalato le'iser. Let's say a kli shemalato le'iser is in the sun. It's going to get ruined by the sun. So you're not allowed to move the kli shemalato le'iser. You can only move it letzarch gufo, letzarch makoma. But a kli shemalato le'heter, you can move even to save it from damage. So that's the question. Do we assume tefillin is kli shemalato leheter? You're potter from wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's really a kli shemalato leheter. Do we say it's a kli shemalato leiser? So let's say the tefillin are on a radiator. If they're on a radiator, you don't need the makom of the radiator, and you're not going to use the tefillin on Shabbos. So what's the heter to move the tefillin? If they're mukti, you shouldn't be able to move them. So the only heter is to assume that it's a kli shemalato leheter. So what's the din? So the Mishnah Berurah says b'shas adchak you can be mekel. So the poskim say that in such a circumstance you can be mekel to move the tefillin, so that it shouldn't get damaged if it's on the heat. If it's going to get damaged, but that's all based on the fact that it could be that on Shabbos and Yadav it's not also to wear tefillin. It's only potter from wearing tefillin. So it's not a kli shemalato leiser. So therefore, even to say the tefillin would be mutter to move it. Okay, but these are the different reasons why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yadav. Either it's a din, it's not zman tefillin, or it's because it's an os, so therefore we don't wear another os on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Cholamoid is a big shayla. We wear tefillin on cholamoid or not? Because there's a diyun in the poskim. Is cholamoid considered an os, or is it not considered an os? Some rishonim hold that the cholamoid should not be considered an os because there's no issur melacha on cholamoid. The question is: the issa malacha and issa daraisa. There is an issa to do certain malachas on the chalamoid. There are certain heterim. The question is: there really an issa daraisa to do malacha on chalamoid? Or you say no? It's an issa drabbanan. So if it's only drabbanan, it's hard to call it an os because of the issa malacha. Others say no. Maybe chalamoid is an os because on sukkahs we sit in the sukkah. On Pesach there's an issa chametz. Maybe there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah all of Pesach. There's a whole discussion. There's a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon that there's a kiyum mitzvah, the more matzah that you eat. So some say that maybe on Cholamoid Pesach there is an os. The day is unique because you not only have an isra achilas chametz, but you have a mitzvah achilas matzah. It's a discussion back and forth whether Cholamoid is considered an os or not considered an os. So how do we paskin the maisa? So the Chachmei Ashkenaz paskin that one is chayav to wear tefillin on Cholamoid. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gedolei Svara, from the Rashba, from the Gedolei Svara, that you shouldn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So what's the idea? Why don't you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? What's the source of this? So the Beis Yosef explains that really the minig in Svara, the old minig in Svara, was to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Just like the Chachmei Ashkenaz, both in Svara and in Ashkenaz. That after the Zohar came out, after the Nesparsim HaZohar, they found the Zohar. So when they saw the Zohar says that someone who puts tefillin on a Chol HaMoed is Chai of Misa, so they stopped wearing tefillin the Cholamoid and Svara. Afraid of the Zohar? Now, we talked about this before. If you have a machlokas, the Zohar and the Gemara, so normally you pass like the Gemara. But I guess when the Zohar says, if you chayav misa for doing something, I guess that trumps everything. So that's what the Beis Yosef says in Hilchos Tefillin, that when they found the Zohar says that someone who wears tefillin on Cholamoid is chayav misa, so it doesn't mean chayav misa, but it means it's a davar chomer. Right? So therefore they stopped wearing tefillin. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that one should not wear tefillin achal amoy. But the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah follows the Chachmei Ashkenaz that you should wear tefillin achal amoy. Bizman hazeh, there are many Ashkenazi kehilos that do not wear tefillin achal amoy. But why? The Ramah says you should wear. So, first of all, there are Hasidim that follow the Zohar. Right? Even though the Hasidim are not Sfaradim, but they, you know, they follow the Zohar, just like the Beis Yosef says that you should follow the Zohar. So in those kehilos, right? They're not davening Ashkenaz, but they're not Sfaradim. That's what I mean. They're Akehilos that daven, that can daven Nusach Sfard, but they're not. But they're from Russia. They're from Poland. You know, they're not from Morocco. So Chassidim, first of all, follow the Zohar. That's why they don't wear tefillin. Talmidim of the Gra also don't wear tefillin. Because the Gra had a comment that the Shitas HaRamah ain't lo ikar b'shas. The Gra disagreed with the Ramah. So between the Beis Yosef being concerned for the Zohar and the Chassidim being concerned for the Zohar and the Talmidim of the Gra, so that's why the Minig developed in many non-Sfaradi places that people also that people do not wear tefillin. So basically nowadays the only ones who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed are those from Germany who have a minute, who follow customs of the German kehilos. So they wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. How many Talmidim in the Shir wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? That's all. Okay, but you should follow the minig. Follow the minig of your community. It's mostly people from Germanic descent. The minig in Eretz Yisrael is not to wear tefillin. It's a very, very prevalent minig. I think in America, yesh v'yesh, you have kehilos where like half do and half don't. It's a discussion exactly how to do that. You shouldn't make it like kfutzos. Some people yes, some people no. I think in Eretz Yisrael, except in like in shuls that are Germanic shuls, that it's known that if they come from Germany, I think the minig is not to wear tefillin. If a person puts on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, they're gonna be moche betokef. So how did that happen? So the answer is that the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, and the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon had a very strong hold in Eretz Yisrael. And the Sfaradim also had a strong hold. So between the three of them, between the Sfaradim and the Talmidim of the Gaon and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, they created the Minig, that the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, established the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, that Chol HaMoed tefillin is not worn. So someone who has his own personal Minig, who comes from Germanic descent, who does wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he still should wear it. Even if he's in Eretz Yisrael, he should wear his tefillin, but probably he shouldn't wear it in shul. He should put it on in his hotel room, wherever he's staying, he should put it on. But for the minyan, since that's the minig hamakom, if he's in Eretz Yisrael for Chol HaMoed, he shouldn't wear the tefillin, so that he shouldn't be parish from the minig of the month. Yes.
I might have missed it, but where did the Ramah get a source from that
he should wear it? The Rishonim have a debate whether Chol HaMoed is considered an os or not. So the Ramah is following those Rishonim who assume that it's not an os. It's not an os. It doesn't have the status of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore you should wear the tefillin. Yeah.
So what's the argument of the Gra then? It wasn't his argument that the Rama had no case in place. He said they didn't have the Ramah, so they didn't go there.
The Gra is saying that there's no Mokka for the Ramah in Shas. This is a discussion in the Rishonim. And the Gra argues with those Rishonim. So he feels that if there's no Mokka in Shas, so why should we be doing that?